Support for KPLU comes from SF Jazz, celebrating 30 years of presenting classic jazz performers and emerging artists to San Francisco audiences. More information about the new performance hall and the musicians launching the inaugural season at the new SF Jazz Center this January at sfjazz.org.
J. Thomas Quartet from a brand new CD titled The Cats, which just squeaks in under the line to make some of our best of lists. J. Thomas on trumpet and tenor sax on that tune, John Hansen on piano, Adam Kessler on drums, and Chuck Kissler on bass. And that was Jody Grind by Horace Silver. The whole point of this album is boogaloo, hard bop and boogaloo music, and it's compositions by Gigi Grice, Herbie Hancock, Hank Mobley, Freddie Redd, Horace Silver, Grant Green, and George Coleman, as well as one original by John Hansen included in this new Pony Boy release, The Cats. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Nice to have you with us here today. We're going to do our year-end wrap-up with some of our favorite CDs from Northwest musicians over the course of the past year. We're going to be listening to some music from Portland and Vancouver, as well as from Seattle on today's show. The next piece is one from Portland. It is a world-class production by Ezra Weiss. Ezra Weiss is a pianist and composer who's worked on the East Coast quite a little bit. More recently, he's become associated with Portland State University, where he's been teaching. We'll hear one of his compositions coming up next from this new album, Our Path to This Moment, which came out this fall. Ezra Weiss music, and it's the Rob Shep's Big Band, which is a hand-picked big band of musicians out of the Portland area. This is the title song from this release, featuring Greg Gisbert on trumpet, Our Path to This Moment. Thank you. Very interesting and attractive composition by bass player Rick Lepinen with the group Pearl Django from their album 11. That was 11th Hour by Rick Lepinen, who is on bass, David Lang on accordion, Troy Chapman and Ryan Hoffman, the two guitarists, and Michael Gray on violin. I'm not ordinarily a big fan of reproduction of 1930s French swing, but the group Pearl Django, which has made a specialty of that, really steps out on this new recording and heads in some new directions, and I think it's very welcome for me, at least. And really a well-done album, titled 11, their 11th album. Before that, a wonderful album from Portland by Ezra Weiss. Ezra Weiss, the composer, the music is actually performed by the Rob Shep's Big Band, a great group of Portland musicians on this, and guest soloist Greg Gisbert on trumpet joining them. Also, you heard Rob Shep's on soprano sax on the title tune from this album, Our Path to This Moment, though to call it a title tune is perhaps something of an understatement. It's quite a composition. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here at the year's end, reviewing some of our favorite CDs of the past year. There were several bass players who were well represented. We just heard a piece from Rick Lepinen, but three bass players had albums of their own this year. Jeff Johnson, who we just heard last week from a concert recorded at the Seattle Art Museum, his new CD, Suitcase. And then there was one in the early part of the year by Clipper Anderson called The Road Home, also an excellent album. And the one that we're about to hear, John Hamer, the bass player, and composer of much of the music in this album, leading a drummerless trio like the last tune, drummerless group. I've nothing against drummers. Some of my best friends are drummers. I even have a son who's a drummer. But I don't think that drums are necessarily absolutely important to playing jazz. And there's some things that swing along very nicely in drummerless groups like this trio. John Hamer on double bass, Jeffrey Keyser on piano, and Todd DelJudice on alto sax. This is a beautiful composition that was written by another bass player, composed by Steve Swallow a long time ago. It's called Falling Grace.
Thank you.
from Vancouver, B.C. at the Cellar. Corey Weeds on tenor sax with New York organist Mike LaDon at the Hammond B3. Oliver Gannon guitar. Jesse Cahill on drums from an album titled Up a Step featuring the compositions of Hank Mobley. That was Hank Mobley's A Dab of This and That. Before that, John Hamer, the bass player, and the piece written by Steve Swallow called Falling Grace. Todd Del Giudice on alto sax and Jeffrey Keyser on piano from the Origin release Hymn, John Hamer. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU on this afternoon's program, some favorite Northwest jazz releases of the past year. Before continuing on with more of our favorites from 2012, let's take a look at some things that are going on tonight and into next week and New Year's Eve. Pancho Sanchez is playing at Demetrio's Jazz Alley through New Year's Eve. The Fairly Honest Jazz Band is playing this afternoon, and the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra tonight at Tula's. Kareem Candy is putting in an appearance at the Musicarium Lounge at the Triple Door. New Year's Eve, Monday night, Greta Matassa will be at Tula's, Greg Williamson Quartet with Bernie Jacobs at Boxley's in North Bend. And the Great Recession New Year's Eve at the Royal Room sounds like a lot of fun. They'll have a piano trio and a big band playing for swing dancing and no cover. That's the Great Recession part at the Royal Room on New Year's Eve. That place will be packed, I'm sure. The New Orleans Quintet plays at the New Orleans as they do every Monday night. Pearl Django will be at Jazz Alley Wednesday through Sunday next week, and they'll have a special guest vocalist in the person of Connie Evingson from the Twin Cities. The Legacy Band plays Wednesday night at the New Orleans under the direction of Clarence Acox, as usual, and Casey McGill will be at the Pink Door. Thursday night, there's a tribute to Hadley Calliman, the late great tenor saxophonist, with Pete Christlieb, Bill Ramsey, and Linda Small, featured at Tula's on Thursday. And one additional item we'd like to mention for New Year's Eve in Victoria, B.C. at Harmon's Jazz Club looks like a good session. Ian McDougall, the great Victoria-based trombonist, and Louise Rose, a wonderful pianist and vocalist, with the rest of the group at Harmon's in Victoria, New Year's Eve. And for more information, check the KPLU calendar as well as the calendar at earshot.org and daily updates at seattlejazzscene.com. Jazz Northwest continues here with another of our favorites from this past year, another drummerless cooperative group with Bill Anschel on piano, Brent Jensen soprano sax, Chris Simer is the bass player, and some familiar-looking tunes but some very surprising arrangements, like this Miles Davis tune arranged by Chris Simer, All Blues. Thank you. Wow, a very spirited performance by the group Human Spirit from their album Dialogue, which was recorded at the Earshot Jazz Festival a year ago. They also played the Earshot Jazz Festival this year and the Ballard Jazz Festival as well. Recorded live at Tula's in this performance, Thomas Marriott on trumpet, Mark Taylor on alto sax, Matt Jorgensen on drums, the Seattle contingent, and special guests from New York, Oren Evans piano, and Essiet on bass. The tune written by Thomas Marriott, Pelham Gardens, from the Human Spirit CD, Dialogue. Before that, Clipper Anderson, beautiful sound on bass and wonderful playing there with Darren Clendenin on piano and Mark Ivester on drums. And we heard a beautiful Rodgers and Hart song called Over and Over Again, which inspiration for which Clipper Anderson fell in love with a performance by Paul Desmond of that song and memorized the Paul Desmond solo from that. Had a big impression on him. That's why he included it in his album, The Road Home. We led off the set of three with Brent Jensen on soprano sax, Bill Anschell piano, and Chris Simer on bass. And we heard them doing Chris Simer's arrangement of Miles Davis's All Blues from the CD Blueprints. And that's some of our favorites from the past year, Northwest Jazz Recordings. Hope you've enjoyed our selection here on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Thanks to the musicians for all the wonderful music all year long, and thanks to the venues who present them as well, and groups like Earshot and John Gilbreth and others who do a lot to keep this music alive here in our Pacific Northwest. Hope you enjoyed the music today. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. Coming up next, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK, Cedro Woolley, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.